Chapter 9, How to Plan a Successful First Encounter by Making a Fabulous First Impression. I saved the best for last, and in this lesson, I'll be sharing some of my best information that will help you to prepare to have a fun, playful, and interesting first date. By being prepared, it'll remove your nervousness and give you the confidence of being your best self. In this lesson, I'm going to show you how to, one, how to learn how to make the best first impression possible. Two, to learn what you should wear and how to wear it. Three, how to use the proper body language. Four, how to flirt with your eyes and your hands and your feet. Five, learn what to talk about and keep the conversation interesting. Six, how to create attraction and establish rapport. In this chapter, you're going to learn the importance of the first impression you make when you first meet a potential lover, because each following impression we make can be interpreted and magnified in a positive or negative way, depending upon your first impression. It's also extremely important to realize that others, especially women, are extremely sensitive to reading every micro expression on your face and every micro movement we make. This recognition is experienced and processed at the deepest levels of our subconscious minds, and we all have a tendency to instinctively react and respond to the vibes we experience from others. If you're calm and assertive, others will tend to follow your lead. You can actually shape other people's behaviors and get them to react like you expect them to by modeling the behavior you wish to represent yourself. On the other hand, if you're nervous and submissive, whoever you're meeting will be much more likely to want to avoid you or take advantage of you. I'm going to show you how to make the best first impression possible when you first meet someone or when you go on your first date by following this 12-step program I'm about to introduce. Dr. Joyce Brothers once said that a good first impression can make people think we are even better than we are. She said, if you are given the responsibility of rating someone on their intelligence or ability, and the first time you meet them, they impress you positively, you're likely to rate them high in all other positive traits that may not even be related at all to that first impression. You're likely to give them credit for being more efficient, kind, and courageous than if your impression had been poor. There are so many ways you can make a good first impression, and probably the most important is your reputation. In essence, your reputation is a first impression, and your reputation is likely to shape others' opinion of you even before you arrive, even if it's not true. We're primed to see a person as living up to his or her reputation, just as we are ready to laugh at a comedian even before he says something funny. For example, merely by looking at someone like Larry the Cable Guy or Chris Rock makes you want to crack up even before they even open their mouths. Speaking of Chris Rock, here's an interesting take on first dates that he said.
It's like, because you can't get nobody being you. You got to lie to get somebody. You can't get nobody looking like you look, acting like you act, sounding like you sound. That's right, when you meet somebody for the first time, you're not meeting them. You're meeting their representative. That's right.
Of course, it's not always possible or very easy to prime the person you're trying to impress with all your outstanding qualities, but in certain circumstances, like a blind date or party, it can be done. If you properly bantered and flirted in your emails, your online communication prior to this meeting is one way to prepare your date for what is to come. If I was to summarize and condense the elements of attraction in the fewest words, what I'm about to share with you is probably the most important part of this course or any book or on increasing your desirability and attraction to others. These steps are the culmination of literally dozens of books from the best to the best on this topic alone. So if you want to create attraction and be successful with your date or with other singles, and you don't want to come across as boring, needy, or desperate, you need to make a good first impression. A great example of this is demonstrated in an old Saturday Night Live skit entitled Slide Whistle Dates with Steve Martin and Victoria Jackson. In this parody, the answers to certain questions during a date cause the sound of the slide whistle to go up or down depending on the responses that are given. Check this out.
Well, thanks for joining me from the bar, Diane. I thought I was going to be eating alone tonight. It is Diane, right?
Yes.
So, what do you do for fun?
Well, in the last year, I've really gotten into gymnastics.
You must be in pretty good shape.
Well, actually, I was, but for the past month, I've been kind of sick.
Month must have been pretty serious. Do you mind if I asking what it was?
Well, just between you and me, I wasn't really sick. I got breast implants, but I'm okay now. So what exactly is it that you do?
I'm a lawyer.
What kind of law?
A public defender. Well, actually, that's just the pro bono work I'm doing for my firm. We really represent a lot of celebrities.
Really? Like who?
Oh, Frank Stallone. Sam Shepard. Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy.
The wine list, sir.
Ah, thank you. Excuse me, do you accept credit cards?
No, I'm sorry, sir, only cash.
Diane, do you have any cash if I run a little short?
No, actually, I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, don't worry, I can handle it. We'll just have half a carafe of the house wine, please.
Very well, sir.
It's probably a good thing we're only getting half a carafe because I get a little out of control when I drink. Until I end up puking in some bus station. Or passing out on a sofa somewhere.
Your menu.
Thank you.
So, enough about me. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm single. I'm a doctor. I'm Jewish. Orthodox.
I wonder if I can just get some broiled fish. I'm on this really good diet, the good sex diet. It really works. I've lost about 110 pounds so far. So, where do you live?
Well, I live with my mother. Actually, she's got the top floor. I've got the bottom three. It's a brownstone. In East Harlem. You know, it's amazing what's happening up there. The place is about worth about five times what I paid for it. And it's a good thing, too, because I can use the money to help pay Mom's medical bills. Of course, the doctor said she could go any day now. Or she could linger on for years. Hey, this place is too cheap. My wallet's out in my Porsche outside. Let's go someplace else.
Okay.
Let's go. Okay. There you go.
It's a perfect demonstration of how your date is going to respond to your conversation and how you present yourself. Pay close attention to these very important principles below if you want to make a great first impression, and continue to practice them until you've successfully incorporated them into your personality and style, especially when you first meet. I realize that some of you whose self-confidence is low and your experience in this area is limited, it may seem a little unnatural at first, but if you ever want to be successful and attractive to other singles, you'll have to step out of your comfort zone and practice being the humorous, charmer, charming, playful companion you really can be. You'll want to meet them with the intention of amusing yourself by having fun, flirtatious, and playful teasing of each other. We're attracted to others who like and enjoy themselves. Do not focus on trying to interview or impress them or worry about what they're thinking of you. Just think about having fun yourself and the rest of it will fall into place. Here are the 12 tips. 1. Try and select the right atmosphere. Studies have shown that when a person's excited or likes what they see, their pupils get larger and it serves to enhance your appearance and gives you a sensuous, loving look. If possible, try and arrange encounters in a dimly lit room, such as a softly lit room or candlelight dinners. It'll also make your complexion seem a lot smoother and your features more attractive. Try and select a place that's conducive to a good conversation, because it's difficult to carry on a good conversation in a noisy nightclub where there's lots of noise, or even a movie theater where you're expected to be quiet throughout the movie. Another good idea for a first encounter or dates are someplace where there's lots of visual stimuli. A date at a street fair or ocean boardwalk where there are booths and unique novelty items, street performers, musicians, and lots of strange people to comment on. There's so many built-in conversations happening everywhere that at these types of places that you'll never be at loss for things to talk about or comment on. 2, dress right to the occasion. Your personality is revealed by the clothes you wear, so you should dress in a way that makes you feel comfortable. It's important to feel comfortable with your attire because the way you feel about what you're wearing has a definite bearing on how you behave. Labels and brand names are not nearly as important as how the clothes fit you. In fact, wearing clothes that bear too many logos detract from your individuality. You don't need to spend a fortune on trendy clothes. Just make sure they are clean, not wrinkled, and most importantly, they fit well. If it's someplace real casual and you're a jeans and t-shirt kind of person, then it's okay. If it's someplace nicer, then you need to dress appropriately. Your clothes speak for you even before you even open your mouth. You want to wear colors that match or go well with your skin and hair color. If you have blonde hair, blue eyes, and fair skin, light to dark blues and beige go well. If you have dark hair, eyes, and skin, then you want to go with beige, olive, or khaki color. Black or white colors go well with anyone. In fact, if you want to look thinner, go with black. If you're heavy, don't wear horizontal stripes. Don't make stripes and plaids. When you go shopping for clothes, ask a seasoned salesperson what's right for you and what looks best on you. 3, give yourself a pep talk. This should be the first thing you do when you're about to meet someone. It never ceases to amaze me how well this technique always works for me to give you the edge that you want to be your best. You can significantly build your confidence by looking in the mirror and telling yourself, it's showtime. Slap yourself in the cheeks a few times. Give them color. You really have to try it. You'll make yourself crack up. It'll give you color to your cheeks. And it's so amazing because it really works, because it puts you in a much better state. Remember to do that. It's showtime. I'm already getting excited. Another very useful suggestion is prior to the date or encounter to close your eyes and actually see in your mind how you want the date to turn out. Picture in your mind ahead of time that you're going to have a lot of fun, and imagine that you're going to be making lots of confident and seductive eye contact, and that you're going to have a fun and exciting encounter. 4, be prompt. A few minutes late might be acceptable, but it is extremely discourteous and awful to be too late. And if it's a way of telling your date that their time is not very important, when you're prompt, this tells a potential partner you are responsible, reliable, and dependable. You don't want to be too early either. That shows desperation. Personally, I think it's better to be a few minutes late than early. You don't want to come across as too eager, yet you still don't want to be respectful and courteous. The best thing is to be exactly on time. That really is impressive.